the laundry was a daily problem. You know, in those days, there were no paper diapers. We all used cloth diapers, and they had to be washed every day, winter and summer. And in the wintertime, I would put on my gloves and go out to the outside line and start hanging up the diapers, which would freeze in the basket before I could get them strung out. So I would have to bend them over the line and clamp the pin in. And when I finished that, of course, they would hang out all day. Then I would peel them off the line at night and lay them flat on top of the basket, take them back into the apartment, and string them up inside so they would dry very quickly. They smelled very fresh. They were lovely, but there were always diapers, either inside or outside, every day of my life. And I thought it was kind of like playing house somehow. It didn't bother me a lot. Another source of entertainment, I guess it was, but also ingenuity was required, was cooking, because the transformer, there was one transformer in Badger that was always defective. It was always going off. And there would be a flicker of a light, and we'd say, uh-oh, there it goes. And sure enough, all the electricity would go off. Well, at night, when we were supposed to have a meal, the only thing to be done was to open a can of Franco-American spaghetti or baked beans or something that was on the shelf, put it on the coal stove in a pot. The coal stove came in very handy. And then we would light some candles, and when the food in the on the coal stove was warm, we'd sit wherever we could and eat, have a candlelight meal, so to speak.